All right, so moving on to the rise of modern apologetics. Butler's apologetic efforts in the analogy of religion was widely regarded as a worthy response to the natural religion of the deist. However, Christian apologetics was forced to reinvent itself with the advent of the Enlightenment. Because of that skepticism of the Scottish philosopher David Hume. So Hume, a big name, from 1711 to 1776, prepared the way for this movement, which rejected all revelation claims and all natural religion or natural theology, and declared the autonomy of human reason.
Yeah.
Hume convinced many that teleological or design arguments, the arguments for miracles, and other standard Christian apologetic arguments were unsound, to throw them away and to do away with them. And so he's got the only answer, and it's only through what you can see, smell, touch, hear, taste, and relate to one another. That's the only truth out there.
Yeah, experience, empiricism, the idea that experience gives us is the source of knowledge, right? Our empirical experiences. And of course, the German Enlightenment philosopher Immanuel Kant, right, who lived 1724 to 1804, he reported having been awakened from his dogmatic slumbers by Hume's writings, right? And he likewise critiqued the cosmological and ontological arguments for the existence of God. And so these successive waves of attacks on Christianity forced Orthodox Christians to develop apologetic responses. So notice, you know, even though they're setting us up for these four different views, methods of apologetics, also what they're showing through this kind of historical walk here is how Christianity had to respond to the various arguments of the day, right? And how it did that, and what types of approaches that it did in order to respond to the arguments of the day.
One of the early apologists to respond to Hume was William Paley. Paley systematized the evidential arguments of the time into two works, A View of the Evidence of Christianity and Natural Theology. The later works was a classical presentation of the teleological argument. The force of his apologetic was severely weakened, though, by the rise of evolutionary biology in the late 19th century. Charles Darwin's Origin of Species, which was published in 1859, seemed to offer a naturalistic explanation for the order and diversity in life, encouraging many in the West to abandon belief in God as the creator. So we don't need God anymore. We've got this way where we know where bananas come from, and we know where birds with different sized beaks comes about. And it's through this gradual changes that come out to be full changes, so that way after a while the birds slowly turn into not birds and become other things.
Right. So you go from bananas
dinosaurs into birds.
Yeah. That's right. Bananas, bird beaks to Bob, right? Yeah. And so an older contemporary, our authors tell us, of Paley was Thomas Reed. So he was a Scottish Calvinist who developed a philosophy later known as the Scottish Common Sense Realism, right? And Reed's philosophy, like Paley, was in large part an answer to his fellow countryman Hume. Whereas Hume had been skeptical not only of miracles and the existence of God, but also of cause and effect, go figure, right? And of the objective right and wrong, morality itself. Reed held that our knowledge of all of these things was simply a matter of common sense, right? And so this was a common sense movement that Reed led.
Right.